believe the last item on the table from yesterday was the River Otter season dates and limits. Anybody from the department want to address that before we start to pull that up?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, just pulling it up here to get it in, again, the action sheet in front of you. Bear with me 1 second here. So we had a pretty in-depth discussion yesterday in respect to the River Otter season. Alex Solom, our biologist there, gave you some information background on it. Again, you know, we have on our sheet here what our recommended proposal that we brought forward to you, which ensued with some more discussion on this particular topic. And I appreciate the visits, the concepts, understanding where you're at as a commission body as well, and what you heard from trappers out there, users out there in respect to this particular season, understanding the desire to see a higher level of harvest. And we talked about, as we put this season together, we were going to start off conservatively, which we certainly did. The season went very fast in respect to reaching that harvest limit. Ensuing with your discussions and where we're at today, we would bring forward to you a alternative concept moving forward here on the proposal. So right now, the season is set from November 1 through December 31. We don't see any necessary changes to that. But with that interest and desire for a slightly higher harvest, I guess one concept we'd bring forward to you would be looking at this, if the harvest limit, I'll call it a harvest limit because it's not a quota, if that harvest limit is obtained or reached prior to November 10th, as we saw it was reached in about 6 days this last season. If that harvest limit is reached prior to November 10, to automatically apply 5 more river otters to the total harvest. So that would bump it up to a total of 15. And that way, if it is reached with, or 20, sorry, it'd be 15 is what it is right now. With that additional 5, if it was met, it would be a total of 20. My apologies. So it would be a concept of, if it was reached prior to November 10th, in a short amount of time, some of this last year, that would automatically trigger an additional 5 to that total harvest limit and go from there. The concept and the structure that we have in place, because it is an automatic turn-in and notification of the harvest, we would be able to handle that and implement that type of approach. As again, it's structured very similar over mountain lion season, where you have to report your harvest of animals. So we could certainly make that work. So, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, that's what we would offer up to you, and turn it over to you for further discussion or questions.
Mm-hmm. Any discussion on the department's suggestion for potential amendment to the finalization? Mr. Chair. Mr. Sharp.
Yeah, the River Otter's an interesting deal, and I realize there's a lot of interest from the trappers out there. It's challenging from just from my own perspective. I am not a trapper, but we've had reports where, you know, really figuring out the entire population of River Otter is not necessarily down to a fine science right now. We're not sure how many are out there, and there might be a lot out there for all I know, but and with a little deference to how fast the season went last year and the desire for the trappers to have additional opportunity, I have no problem supporting an additional 5, because I don't think an additional 5 otters is going to be the deciding factor in whether the otter survives or not. So I think that's certainly in the crawl, walk, run approach to things. I think this might be the a respective crawl approach to figuring out where really River Otter stands in our ecosystem out there and how many really are there. So I've got no problem supporting this. Thank you.
Anyone else have any thoughts on the suggested amendment?
I would make a motion to approve the amended version of the proposal. That is where we're at.
Is there a motion to amend the proposal? Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, I'll just weigh in and say that the I don't want to be like the Vegas odds maker like I was last year when I said it would last 4 days and it lasted six, but I really do think that there's a very healthy population of river otters up and down the Big Sioux. They've been all the way from Milbank to Elk Point, and they've seen them further out to Mitchell and other areas, and that's great in a contained situation, but I think that part of our containment is also controlling the population in certain pocket areas. So I think that we'll allocate additional tags in the future because there's certainly higher density in populations. And as our biologists do their great work and find out where those population centers are at, we'll have a better handle on this over the next 5 years. So appreciate the department's willingness to accommodate the trapping community and give them additional opportunities, and certainly appreciate anyone's input on that. That said, there's an amendment on the floor to put a trigger mechanism into the river otters quota that we were calling it.
Harvest limit.
Harvest limit, no quota. From November 10th, if it's the 15 original harvest limit is reached before November 10th, it triggers an additional five opportunities throughout the rest of the season. And so with that being said, all in favor of the amendment, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, commissioners. And we'll continue to collect data and information, update you on the status of river otters. And certainly we'll be in a better spot as we get to the second season also of having some more data and catch per unit effort and those types of information for you.
Commissioner Schutt.
Since I'm not a Robert Rules of Order kind of expert, the amended proposal, do you need to revote on the amended proposal to approve it going forward?
You certainly could. I don't know that it's absolutely necessary because this is your generation of your proposal itself that's going to go out to the public. So I don't know that it's really necessary. You created what you want the proposal to move forward as. You're going to be getting public comment. It's not the finalization that you're actually finalizing or amending. You're generating your proposal. Mr. Kotelnik, would you agree with that?
Perfect. Okay. Yes. I just wanted to clarify.
Yep.
5 minutes down,
though,
by the way.
Yeah, this throws it out for chum and then right. Public input. And as Nancy pointed out yesterday, 126-4.7 subsection 1 says that if the general public gives us a lot of input, we could change it again. So thanks, Nancy, for that hot tip.